Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third, the left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Culver. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, George Culver. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Don Young. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tolan hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Tolan reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Tolan scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Oliver applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bench is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young strikes out. two outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Hundley moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Perez. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Chaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tolan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tolan strikes out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Perez reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Don Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Culver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Culver is 0-for-1 in the game. Culver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tolan bunts off the glove of Oliver, and into shallow right field. Tolan reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Perez reaches second base with a double. Tolan scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley strikes out. 2 outs. Don Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bench moves to second. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chaney strikes out. 2 outs. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Culver is 0 for 2 in the game. Culver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bench moves to third. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rose is 0 for 3 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bench scores. Culver moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Qualls pinch hits for Nate Oliver. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chaney. Qualls moves to second. Willie Smith pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Willie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Granger now pitching. Ken Rudolph pinch runs for Willie Smith. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Qualls moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Qualls scores. One out. It's 3-1, Reds. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Qualls now playing second base. Phil Regan now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Tommy Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Bench moves to second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chaney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May scores. Bench moves to third. Helms moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Granger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Tolan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. 1 out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bill Heath pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rose, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the mound. Granger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.